Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Luke chapter 24, starting in verse 35 and ending in verse 49. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread. And just as they were telling about it, Jesus himself was suddenly standing there among them. "Peace be with you," he said. But the whole group was startled and frightened, thinking they were seeing a ghost.
"Why are you frightened?" he asked. "Why are your hearts filled with doubt? Look at my hands. Look at my feet. You can see that it's really me. Touch me and make sure that I am not a ghost, because ghosts don't have bodies, as you see that I do."
As he spoke, he showed them his hands and his feet. Still they stood there in disbelief, filled with joy and wonder. Then he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he ate it as they watched. Then he said, "When I was with you before, I told you that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and in the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said, "Yes, it was written long ago that the Messiah would suffer and die and rise from the dead on the third day. It was also written that this message would be proclaimed in the authority of his name to all the nations, beginning in Jerusalem. There is forgiveness of sins for all who repent. You are witnesses of all these things. And now I will send the Holy Spirit, just as my Father promised. But stay here in the city until the Holy Spirit comes and fills you with power from heaven." Once again, that was Luke chapter 24, verses 35 through 49 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. The resurrection changes everything. It changes how we understand the Bible. Jesus opened up the scriptures so that they could understand how the entire Bible points to him. Many Christians today need to have their eyes open to see the salvation of God in the Old Testament. Jesus is eternal, the Son of God, and the second person of the Trinity. He is God and was at work in the Old Testament. He is still at work today. The resurrection changes our doubts and fears. Jesus knew his disciples were doubting and afraid. He allowed them to come and touch him to see that he was not a ghost. He ate fish, leaving the bones behind, so they would not think they had seen a vision. Jesus still invites doubters to come with their questions and experience him. The resurrection changes how we understand the purpose of our lives. Jesus sent them on a mission with the authority of his name and the power of the Holy Spirit. Even Jerusalem was a mission field for these disciples from Galilee. Jesus came for this mission, to provide and proclaim forgiveness of sins for those who repent. Following Jesus means you accept his forgiveness and join him on the mission. We live in the reality of the resurrection. Jesus has conquered sin and death. Live out that reality. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What doubts do you have about Jesus? What can you do to get answers? How does the resurrection change the purpose of your life? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you.